We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school golf. Nottoway Valley has already had a meet to start the season, both boys and girls. So let's talk about the Wolverines team with Julie Hartman, head coach for Nottoway Valley Golf. And, Coach, you had your first meet earlier this week. How did things go other than bad weather?
Well, with it being so cold and the wind blowing so strong, I told the kids, all of them, I said, don't expect a whole lot being our first meet and so cold and stuff. But we had one girl that is a junior that's come back, and she took second in the meet. We had a couple boys that shot pretty good. They didn't medal, but our boys took first place. So they did pretty good overall for our first meet in bad weather.
Good. That's a good start. So you hopefully that will translate into good playing and great weather. So
yes.
Let's start and talk about your girls. You know, how is that team shaping up coming into the season?
Well, hopefully with a little more practice and a little better weather that I've got three brand new ones and been working with them quite a bit, and they've really improved since our first practice. So I am hopeful for them. I talked to them about taking a 10, and you know, if you take a 10 on one hole and you'll get an 8 on the next hole, that's 2 strokes improved. So, you know, we shoot for little things like that to keep them upbeat. And I have three that are back from last year, and they're doing pretty well. Couple of them had the bad meet on Monday, but I look forward to good things to come.
Well, I think it was Mallory Russell had your lowest score on Monday.
She did, yes.
So talk a little bit about her and her game, and what are her strengths and what she has done for you so far.
She is our top girl. Her strengths are she really makes good contact with the ball. She's always upbeat. We're working on her chipping and putting, because I keep expressing to the kids that that's where it's at, is you're going to save strokes if you can chip and putt. So we've been working on that. So I look forward to seeing where she goes this year.
That's right. You drive for show and you putt for dough.
Absolutely.
as the old saying goes. So Mallory is your number one, clearly. You had two other players you said that had experience from last year. Talk a little bit about each of them and what they're doing for you.
Well, I have Delaney Blummy, who's a senior, and she's pretty steady. We have a lot of practice to do yet. I have Braylianne Kaufman. She's a junior. She's returned. She had a really rough meet on Monday, her and Delaney both. But I told them, I said, you know, stick in there. It's our first meet. It was cold. You both know you can do much better than this, so it can only go up from here.
So those are your top three, and then what about the three that you're working on in terms of less experience there?
Well, I have two that are absolutely brand new to golf, and we're working on good contact. I'm trying to stress the pace of play, just little things that can help them improve, you know, each time. And then I have one, Taryn Gutierrez, that she's played before, but she's a freshman, so she's also new to the golf in high school. She strikes the ball really well. We just have to work on some fundamentals and look forward to the year.
Very good. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to get a chance to play varsity because you get to play 6. And
yep.
You know,
that's what I have, is 6 girls, yeah. So
everybody gets a chance to play, and hopefully you catch lightning in a bottle with a couple of them, and that they improve throughout the season. I'm sure that's what you're looking at.
Absolutely.
So tell me about the boys. Who do you have there as your number one kind of coming into this season?
I have Sam Miller. He's our number one. He's always practicing. He is very dedicated. He's a good little golfer, and I look for him to just get better. And I have Ty Reardon. He's returned. He's also a really good golfer. I have Derek Rash, which he's returned, but he didn't play varsity last year. He played this last Monday. Jack Berg, he's a freshman. He's pretty good. Need to work on some, you know, just some small fundamental things with him. And we have Colin Akers. working on, you know, chipping and putting, especially because they can all hit the ball a long ways. But we have to work on those, the short game and the fine tune that.
So what do you think separates Sam from the rest as the number one? What are his strengths?
He's very focused. If you can play the game and stay out of your head, you're going to do a lot better. And he does that well.
Very good. And what do your numbers look like overall for the boys' side?
Well, I had 11 boys out. I've got 10 now. One dropped because of track and baseball, and he was just too busy, which was a shame because he was a really good golfer. But I understand, and I look for them to do pretty well this year.
What is going to be the key for that to happen?
Lots of practice, lots of focus. I have to work with the kids that aren't quite as sure of themselves as Sam is and Ty is. They just need that confidence because they can do it. They just need to know they can do it.
Yeah. It's a fairly young team for your boys. I mean, it looks like no seniors at all.
Absolutely, yep.
This year. So this is something. How excited are you to try to develop this team not only for this year but next year as well to keep them intact?
Absolutely, yes. This year should be a pretty good year, but next year I'm absolutely looking forward to it because of the growth that we're gonna do this year.
And so,
with a young team.
Yeah. And so, what do you make of your schedule? What are some highlights coming up here for your team?
Well, we were going to go to Shenandoah. We usually do that every year, but there's a Creston tournament coming up next week that I look forward to that. It's two different courses. There's going to be one in Creston. The girls will play there first. The boys will play in Afton, and then they'll switch and play nine holes at the other course. That's going to be a big challenge for them to do 18 holes on two separate courses. Just something, you know, different courses that's going to make them have to focus a little bit more, something that they've not done before.
Yeah, but that's interesting though. I always enjoy the challenge of that, just to play two different courses. You know, sometimes if you play the same old courses, you have to challenge yourself, don't you?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Very good. Well, that will be an exciting tournament. When is that next week?
That is next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. They're going to play both courses. Is it Tuesday and Wednesday or?
Nope, just Tuesday.
Oh, so
the girls will play Tuesday in Creston and the boys will go to Afton first thing. And then the boys will come to Afton and the girls will go to Creston. It's vice versa. The girls are in Afton first and the boys are in Creston. And then they switch. Somebody's going to have to drive my boys for me since I'm the only coach. And then the girls, you know, I'll have to take them. But it should be fun.
Yeah, all in one day. Okay, that's cool. That's fun. Yeah. That'll be a fun day. All right, well, Julie, really appreciate your time here. Looking forward to having a good season with both your boys and girls. And may the birdies be with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Julie Hartman, head coach for Nottoway Valley Golf, with us here on KSOM.